Awesome. Well, we're already at an hour, so I figured I'd ask one last question for you guys.
All right, hurry, because I gotta go to the bathroom.
That's okay. and it's one that you guys ask your guests usually on the show. So you're on your deathbed. You're 100 years old. What's your message to the world, Tony and Dakota?
My answer this time is more like a concept that I've been repeating a lot lately. So Dakota's already heard it three times probably, but
yeah.
It's that I feel like there's two different aspects of God, or two different aspects to the universe, masculine and feminine, and the masculine is responsibility and the feminine is empathy. And I see this a lot in politics, where like people who are a lot more woke are so interested in empathy that they don't understand that no one owes you anything. You don't owe anyone anything. Like, the world can be a very unforgiving place where like things just happen and it is what it is. And then empathy is more like that motherly love. And so even with responsibility, I was talking to somebody and they're like, I just don't think I agree with like that masculine energy at all. Mm-hmm. She kind of rejected a lot of men and was in a place where she just like didn't want to hear anything from men. And I was like, well, do you believe that other people's rights are your responsibility? Like, you have a right to like, you have the responsibility to like speak up when you think somebody's rights are being violated in public. She was like, yeah, I do. And I was like, well, that's masculine energy right there. Like, that's the caring father that steps in and says like, hey, don't hurt people, kind mm-hmm. of thing. And so to me, it's like, you know, maybe if it was just a billboard, it would say empathy plus responsibility equals love.
I love it.
Yeah, I've not thought a lot about it. It's funny that we ask the question a lot, but I don't really think about it.
Right.
So my answer to like a billboard, I guess, would be, I'm trying to think of like the best way to phrase it. But I would say, remember whose you are and who you are, and remember what's important. Like, that's something that I think about all the time whenever I'm running through stuff and like I start to question everything. I'm like, okay, who am I? Who is God? And like, what is important? Because a lot of times, like, we think we know what we want to do in a certain situation, but we don't think about the bigger picture. Like, what are we actually doing whenever we do that? So I think if you can answer those questions, who is God, who am I, and what's important, then I think that you can make some pretty dang good decisions.
Absolutely.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's a great awesome. Point. All right, well, that's sort of the end of the show. I know me and Andrew mm-hmm. still have tons of questions, so if this is something you guys wanted to do again,
I
leave a comment, or you guys, you know, let us know. But I really enjoyed this, and we appreciate you guys having the time for us to ask you questions.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
See you guys.
Peace out, guys. Woo!